Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Happy you're with us today for the program. If you've got a question, you can submit it to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. If you'd much rather talk to us, you can do that by jamming your fingers in the phone and dialing us up at 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-SHOW, and leave a message if we can't get to you, and we will get the answer to your problem solved. All right, let's go over to Ilona, listening to us on WAAM 1600 AM and 92.7 FM out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. She writes, I have a trumpet vine, not sure if I need to cut it down to the ground or not. One year I did, and it grew great over the arbor, but had only a few flowers. This last fall, I cut back a few and left most of the vine intact, but the vine looks and sounds like a hollow straw this spring. Are the buds going to form on existing vines or form a new vine from the ground up? What should I do? Thank you.
Sure. So this is a process that takes a few seasons or even a couple years. In the spring, when the new growth begins, you select several of the strongest shoots and you train them to grow up the supporting trellis, and then the rest you cut down to the ground. And then once a framework of several strong shoots extends over the trellis or the space, a process that this will take over many growing seasons, the trumpet vine pruning becomes an annual affair in the spring after all danger of the frost has passed. And then you prune off all the lateral shoots to within three buds of the framework of the vines. So you have to kind of gauge that. And it's also vital to deadhead the flowers throughout the growing season. When you do that consistently, it's going to help kind of make it more beautiful and plentiful.
It keeps putting out more flowers.
Yeah.
And that's kind of true with many flowers. You deadhead them. Some of them deadhead themselves, but it based on the variety and species of it, if you trim it back, it will stimulate more growth. And kind of similar on the vegetables. As long as you keep harvesting beans, they'll produce cucumbers, tomatoes, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, Holly, let's go over to Lisa here. Lisa writes in via email, I enjoy the segment on growing squash. This was something we covered 2 weeks ago on the program. You can catch the replay on our website and in your favorite podcast platform. I learned so much from you, too. You mentioned waiting for planting zucchini to avoid the larva in the stem from the squash vine borer. I have had this problem in the past. When is the safest time to plant to not have this issue? I live in the Madison, Wisconsin area.
Sure. So thank you for your question. And in Wisconsin, squash vine borers overwinter, and they emerge in late June and early July. Zucchini takes about 45 to 55 days to harvest, so you can plant your seeds in mid-July, and then mm-hmm. you will have a fall harvest.
Right. Now, you can also plant early and then fight it or cover it, but once you get past that egg-laying stage, I mean, you may have to wait, obviously, for fall, or you could do a couple of successions of planting and play that game as well. So something to keep in mind there. All right. Dixie writes in and asks, no one has ever answered this question for me. Why is it called blanching? Referring to like if you're blanching leeks or kale or whatever in the kitchen. I know what blanching is and how to do it, but I don't know why it's called blanching. The word blanching means white or whitened, which doesn't fit into the vegetable processing of blanching vegetables. Actually helps to retain the bright colors of the vegetables. So why is it called blanching, Holly?
Sure. So this is a different type of blanching, different meaning for the word. And the USDA calls it blanching because what happens is that those enzymes in those fruits and vegetables specifically, continue to grow and mature. Even if you put that vegetable in the fridge or like a root cellar or whatever. So when you blanch it, you're stopping the enzyme process and right in its tracks. And then when you freeze it, it stops it even more, but then it allows that vegetable to stay crisp and fresh.
As fresh as possible, yeah.
As fresh as possible. So it's just a different type of meaning of the word. I don't know why, but that's what the USDA has stated on their website.
Okay.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.